Soviet officials have confirmed that a crippled nuclear submarine sank in the Atlantic early today. U.S. officials believe the sub carried at least 16 nuclear missiles. An explosion and fire on the vessel last Friday killed three crewmen. The rest of the crew was successfully evacuated before the vessel sank. Soviet officials say no radiation leaked in the air or the ocean. It's unclear what may have caused the explosion that led to the sinking. A news agency in Beirut released a videotape today with pleas from three Frenchmen held for more than a year by the Islamic Jihad. Each hostage called on the French government to change its policy in the Middle East. Melody Walker reports from Paris.
During the 28-minute recording, the three hostages criticized the French government for failing to gain their release and said they had the impression they were being forgotten. Taking turns reading prepared text, the two diplomats and one journalist looked physically exhausted and emaciated. Declaring that he was at the end of his rope, one of the hostages said that the government forgot about the remaining hostages after the release of two Frenchmen in June. A total of seven French citizens are currently held hostage in Lebanon. A communique from the Islamic Jihad, which accompanied the video cassette, calls on France to negotiate the release of 17 Shiite prisoners jailed in Kuwait. The French Minister for Foreign Affairs did not comment on the content of the video cassette or the demand, but said tonight that the government was doing everything possible to free the hostages. For National Public Radio, this is Melody Walker in Paris.
Skies are clearing over Oklahoma, where heavy rains have produced what's being called the worst flooding in the history of that state. Thousands of people began returning to their homes, and officials began the task of assessing the damage. Floods have caused millions of dollars in damage, but specific estimates may not come until tomorrow, when cleanup operations are expected to start.